From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon called lawmakers' attempts to cap welfare eligibility at 45 months, quote, misguided, at a stop in Kansas City today. As Ellie Moxley reports, Nixon has vetoed a bill that would cut 4,600 Missouri kids from the state's Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program next year.
Nixon accused lawmakers of punishing poor children in their zeal to cut the state's welfare rolls. He sent legislation that would reduce lifetime limits to 45 months and kick people not meeting work requirements off TANF back to the legislature. Nixon says children shouldn't be penalized because their parents fail to find jobs.
Now, when it comes to adults, we can all agree on the need for personal responsibility. But these are kids. What can a five-year-old do about that?
Nixon says if lawmakers want to cut benefits for adults, that's one thing. But he says they could divert TANF funds to an appointed guardian rather than cut children from the program entirely. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.
The Missouri House approved a bill yesterday that would allow citizens to vote on the use of red light cameras. State Representative Paul Kirtman sponsored the bill. He said red light cameras should be banned, and there are other alternatives to enhance road safety, such as reducing speed limits and using paint on the road to let drivers know they are coming up on a red light. Kirtman says the red light camera measure would hinder citizens' trust.
I think it's problems like this that continue to build barriers of distrust between the government and the people.
The bill still faces another vote in the House before moving to the Senate. A constitutional amendment aimed at constructing a new veterans nursing home is moving through the Missouri House. The measure would give Missouri voters the ability to decide on the creation of new bonds that would pay for the construction of the new home. Those bonds could total up to $50 million, which is the estimated cost of the project. The House gave its initial approval yesterday. Missouri currently has 7 veterans homes, and about 2,000 veterans are on a waiting list. Republican Representative Lindell Shoemake of Hannibal is the bill's sponsor.
It's not a new problem, but it's one that has been needing attention for a long time.
Shoemake says the legislature is generally supportive of the measure, but the cost of the project might hold it back. The Columbia Downtown Community Improvement District is looking for new ways to fund its gateway project. The project would construct 4 gateways or plazas as people come into downtown Columbia from each direction, along with up to 12 art installations based on the venues around it. Business owners in the district have tried 3 times since the early 1990s to move the Gateways project forward. But this time around, the project only needs to find the funds and city council approval for work to begin. The art installations are the first focus, as each piece would cost about $15,000 to construct. The east and west gateways are the longer-term goal of the project, as the 2 gateways would cost about $950,000. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.